This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Guess what I saw on the train?
What?
It was a Rottweiler pit bull mix.
What?
And some guy brought it on the train and he sucked. Not the dog, the guy.
Oh, the guy
like
sucked.
The dog was like so hot, so I was like, I pulled out my water bottle and my little lunch pail thing and I was like, hey, do you want some water for the dog? Because he's like clearly really hot.
Yeah.
So I poured some water in there and let the dog drink it. But he was like telling it to sit and he was so bad. He's like, sit, sit, sit. And I'm like, it's really loud in the train. I even told him, I was like, it's really loud in the train and dogs don't respond well to verbal cues anyway. So you might want to like work on your hand gestures so that the dog will sit better. And
I like
then,
how you were trying to give him help.
And but then he was also like, once the dog sat, he was like punching at its face.
What?
Like pretending like he was gonna punch it. I'm like, what's wrong with you? But the dog was so cute.
Aww.
Like I said, it was a little Rottweiler. So it looked like a little tiny Rottweiler color and everything, but it had the big head and like the full face.
I'm back.
It's very
cute.
All right, cool.
Top beer. Top beer. Top beer.
All right, hello, Lucha Lushes. I like that. Adrian, I like it. What do you think?
I'm still on the fence.
Still on the fence?
Yeah. Just
I was thinking, like, I don't know. I was trying to think of something, but that feels like it works. It combines the name of the show and that we're drinking. I don't know. Either way, I'm jazzed. I'm super excited. I don't know about you, Adrian, but this is a big deal to me because this is a beer style that I'm super into right now, and that style is Ghost. It is a German style top fermented beer. I know you asked me before, what's a top fermented? What does top fermentation mean? So I pulled it up here, and this is a quick description. It says, there are literally hundreds of varieties and strains of yeast. In the past, there were two types, beer yeast, ale yeast, the top fermenting type, the lager yeast, bottom fermenting. And so that's it. So the top fermenting is what they consider beer slash ale yeast. And lager is bottom fermenting. So that's the difference there. It is characteristic, goes, that is characteristic by its predominantly malted wheat bill, as it says. Over 50% of the grain in the beer needs to be malted wheat for it to be considered goes. Some places I've read that it literally needs to be 60%. So it's one of these beers where the definition of it is based on actual science and mathematics and how you're making the beer. It's kind of like different weird stuff. It's not like, you know, champagne where they say like, oh, what makes it champagne is that the grapes are grown at this part of France. And it doesn't matter what kind of grapes they are, really. It could all be called champagne if they were grown there. No, this has like some real backing to it. Okay, this is what makes it a goes. It's predominantly flavored with coriander, and they usually add salt to balance out the tartness. And a lot of places now have taken to adding in sweet variants and sugars and syrups and extracts and even just other fruits altogether in there to kind of balance out the tartness and the saltiness with a little bit of sweet. So we're going to go on a little ride here, Adrian. So do you want to start or do you want me to start this week?
You can start. Since I started in a little shot episode, so why don't you go first?
All right, so I'm going to go first. And I'm having such a tough time deciding where to start. So what I'm going to start with is I'm going to start with this beer I found out of nowhere. Became a big fan of the brewery just because their aesthetic. Oop, excuse me. That's going to be a common thread, I think, on this show.
What'd you do?
I just kind of burped a little. You didn't even pick it up, so I guess I shouldn't have made a big deal out of it.
No, you shouldn't have.
This is a brewery that as soon as I found their beers just recently at my local bottle shop that I really love, Sunset Beer, I got extra excited because I like their look. I like their style. They're out of New York, which is tough. And they sell all their bottles in these really, or all their beers in these nifty little cans that are, they're 12 ounce cans, but they're like slimline tall boys. So they kind of look like, even though they're only 12 ounce, they're kind of the same shape as like a Red Bull or something. They got that taller, thinner build. They got a 5-point star. That's their name is 5-point, actually, it's 5-point Psych Liquids. They don't even call themselves a brewery. And what they had for their offering was this jammer. And it's all it says on the can is ale brewed with sea salt and coriander. So when I saw that, I thought, oh, that sounds like a goes. I mean, that's what's in a goes. But it doesn't say anywhere on the can that that's what it is. The only place in their marketing where they specifically refer to it as a goes style beer is on the six pack. And where I was at, you only did mix and match kind of beers. They didn't sell full six packs. Its rate beer rating is not great, but I'll get into that after I taste it, because I'm going to let myself decide. I'm not going to let rate beer tell me what to think.
Yeah, especially, you rate that beer. You rape it hard.
A lot of people, I think a lot of times on rate beer, they kind of fetishize certain areas. And because this is a New York beer, I don't think people are going to say it's very good.
You know, when I think of New York, I don't think beer. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think Oregon, I think California, Colorado is a huge beer state. When you think of fucking New York, you don't think beer. You think, what do you think when you think about New York, Tim? Pizza?
Pizza Rat.
Pizza Rat.
Think of Pizza Rat and 30 Rock, mostly.
Well, 30 Rock is a great show, so.
Yeah. Okay, so the nose comes through really strong. It's a nice, they did a good job, I think, on the sea salt, because I don't think that a lot of other people that are making goes are using, like, real rock sea salt. I think you could.
Really quick, Tim. Sorry. I hate to interrupt. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't important. Do you feel like as you've gotten older, you prefer saltier, more sour things than sweet things? Does that make sense?
I don't think so. Because when I was a kid, I was
liking really like salt and vinegar chips. You know what I mean? Like that sea
salt. Well, that's just weird.
I know it's weird, but I feel like I like stuff that's more sour now than I like onions in my burger. Now I used to fucking hate onions in my burger, but now I love that shit. All right, go on.
Well, see, I've always liked that, and I always liked, like, remember Warheads were the big thing. Like when I was a kid, I used to love those.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, that's my thing. Is like I've always there's certain sour stuff that I've always liked, and I still like to this day. So I don't know if I can necessarily say 100%. That I agree with you on that, but I see where you're coming from. Like I already always liked like onions and stuff like that. So,
yeah, well, you've been an old man all your life. So
that's true. Okay, so the body is really thin. This is like just slightly opaque. Like you could almost see through it, but you just kind of can't. It's got that ambery yellow, really light fizzy, champagne like bubbles, very small white foam around the top, but not too thick. It kind of dissipates and then kind of comes back. Actually, it's actually very effervescent beer. So let me once again, like I said, the nose, the sea salt comes through. I think that was a good call making it with sea salt. You also get a little citrusy. The coriander comes through as well. Let me go ahead and give this bad boy a taste.
It's like you're drinking a dinner right now. You know what I'm saying? Because you got the citrus, you got the sea salt, you got the coriander. It's like dinner in a glass or a cup or whatever you're drinking it out of. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it does. It's got that kind of, I hate to even say it, but that really kind of salty, selenial mouthfeel. Kind of mouthwatery kind of feel that when you put it in there. It's definitely a little citrusy. It's not crazy, though. It's slightly tart, but I don't think this would turn anybody off, even if they're not a big fan of weird beers or tart things in general. This might be a good introduction to sour beers. I think this is something that you could give to one of your friends, and I could definitely see on a hot summer day drinking like a whole six-pack of these 12-ounce cans like it was nothing.
Right.
So the alcohol content on this one is only 4.0. Just like my grade point average. And the rate beer score is an abysmal 17 for the style. People literally think that this is a terrible goes, I think. It's like one of the worst possible goes. But 42 for the overall. So not still pretty bad, but not like crazy bad, I guess. Right. So all in all, I guess people just aren't super into it. They got the kind of cutesy. The brewery has the cutesy commercial description talking about a mad scientist tweaking and this and that. But all in all, like I said, I like the brewery's aesthetic. I may not fall in love with their marketing 100% because they might be a little bit goofier than I like. But all in all, I'm into their beers. I'd say give this one a shot if you see it around. It's got this nice aquamarine color to the can with an orange and brown star on it. So if you see that in the bar or in the store, just pick one up. All right, Adrian. So what do you got first on the docket tonight?
Okay, Tim. I'm gonna throw you for a loop on this one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I got a Sierra Nevada, otra vez.
Oh,
let me whiten that for you. Otra vez. Now this is what it says on the bottle. I sound like such a douchebag saying that, by the way. Otra vez is a tangy twist on the nearly extinct ghost style. It combines the zip of prickly pear cactus with a hint of grapefruit for a bright and thirst-quenching finish. So this is an Otraves ghost-style ale brewed with a cactus and grapefruit. This sounds really good. This was the beer that I went to the grocery store just a few minutes ago to get because we needed three beers for this show. The guy behind the counter told me, you know, you got to buy a six-pack. You got to make your own six-pack of beers. You can't just buy them in single bottles, which I didn't know was a thing. Is that a thing where you are, Tim? I don't know.
No, I mean, the places where they let you mix and match like that where I'm at, you can then just buy one. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, he let me get – I was like, wait, can I get like five different – like six different brands? He's like, yeah, you can get whatever you want over there from that – from that specific cooler. So anyway, so here we go. I'm going to open this up. I've never had Sierra Nevada before. Have you? So
I have.
Okay.
I like their torpedo.
Okay. I'm going to pour it in. I'm pouring it into it's basically a it's like a tulip glass, but it's like a tall tulip glass, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Is it the kind that has the long stem?
Yeah. Well, no. The actual glass part is what's longer than what, because the tulip glass is usually shorter. This is pretty long. Okay, so
gotcha.
I poured it too fast, and of course I got a lot of head going on.
It'll dissipate quick. These beers do not stay foamy.
And the what were you saying? The body or the thinness or what did you call that earlier?
The body, yeah. It's the body. I think is more. Or no. The body is like the look, like the thickness and the how it.
It's very. Yeah. It's very yellow. It's pretty see through. I don't think I've ever had a beer in a while that's been this yellow and see-through. Or maybe I haven't. I just don't remember. All right. So I still got a lot of head going on, but I've managed to fill the whole glass with it. Let's see what the nose is like, shall we?
Let's go on this adventure together.
The citrusy part is coming through a lot. I don't know about that prickly pear cactus, but I guess we'll find out, right? Here we go. Oh, wow. That's a lot more sour than I thought it would be, Tim.
Right?
That's a lot more sour than, and the head is almost gone now. Like, I've never seen a beer where the foam dissipated that quick, by the way. It tastes good, though. It's just, I think it'll take some getting used to, but, I'm not really sure where the prickly pear is coming from, but the grapefruit is definitely coming in pretty strong, which is good.
Well, okay, it's got that spiciness, right? Because it's prickly pear cactus.
Okay, but you know how in the last episode we were talking about the maltiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming through. I can taste that. I can feel it in my mouth and I can taste it. And I can taste the sourness from the grapefruit, but I don't have that spiciness that you're talking about. I don't feel that at all. So,
have you ever eaten cactus?
I have, not in a long time though. My grandma actually used to, she had the cactus growing in her backyard, and she would take that shit, chop it up, and like cook it with like meat and shit.
I used to love it. I used to love that. So,
as a kid, I would hate that. I hated that as a kid. I think the older I got, I grew more to appreciate it. How did you have it?
Because I grew up around a lot of Mexican people.
Yeah, that's why I always say you're the worst white person in the world.
I just like to think I'm very cultured.
Mm.
All right, Adrian. So now I have a bit of a debate. Mm-hmm. We're in a little bit of a pickle here. Well, and can you guess what it is?
Hold on. The cactusy flavor is coming in a little bit. I can taste it now. I think it took a while.
Now that you're getting into it, right?
Yeah, it took a while to get acclimated, but I can feel it now. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
This is the good thing. Now, this is what we're going to do right here in the middle of the show. This is our time to do a little bit of banter. You know why?
Why?
Because guess what beer I'm opening next?
Uh-oh. What is it?
Sierra Nevada, otra vez.
No way. You got the same one.
I love this beer. I'm not surprised that you found one as well, because it's probably the most mass marketed goes that you're going to find.
Right.
Because it's, you know, it's Sierra Nevada. Great brewery, honestly. I know you said you never had a Sierra Nevada before.
I don't think I have. You know what it is that I think
it looks like
what?
No, what were you going to say?
I thought it seemed like a too mainstream of a beer brand. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe I should stick with the more local stuff, and because I don't know Sierra Nevada. You know what I mean? But
no, exactly. And that's the thing. I think that a lot of people think that about Sierra Nevada because they're kind of bigger, but they're out here in California. They're from the Sierra Nevada. Chico CA 515. I think that's it. I don't remember exactly. So the thing is, Sierra Nevada is great. They make a lot of fantastic beers. They do such a good job with their IPAs. They also have a bunch of other styles of beer that I'm, you know, not thinking of right at this moment, but I could easily pull up and probably find at the grocery store with no problem. And this beer is, like I said, probably the most readily available, mass marketed, easy to find goes that's going to be out there right now. So this is kind of the perfect beer for us to be reviewing on the episode because everyone is listening. You can actually go out and try this one. Like Adrian said, it's a little bit something else. I'm going to actually have a little taste here. I didn't over foam myself because I know how to pour beers, but you know, Adrian, you'll get there.
And while you're doing that, the score on Rate Beer for this is 82.68, which is pretty good. That's better than the beer I had on the beer shot episode we did last week.
The style's 68. The overall is 82, which tells you it's a good beer. Yeah. But there's some snobby people out there who think that they know what goes are. Those are probably the same people who, you know, gave the original beer from Germany, the original goes, gave it 15. So just keep that.
I guess they don't know what goes down in a brewery, huh?
That's true. They don't know that it goes down in the DM, or I guess in the SN, or the CA. I don't even know at this point. 5.5% alcohol. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, it's got strong citrusy flavors. I almost catch some other fruitiness that it's kind of a nice little task to try to suss out what those other little fruity flavors are in there.
Yeah, I don't know, but the that slight cactus flavor does.
I get the cactus. It bites a little, but it doesn't, and then it doesn't really linger.
You know.
Yeah, and it doesn't linger. It kind of bites on the cactus flavor, kind of when you're first getting the taste. Kind of in the back of your tongue region is where it comes through. It's more that umami flavor. But yeah, this is good stuff. Honestly, I can't complain. So, Adrian.
Yes.
Like I said, this is going to be our little banter moment as we drink the same beer for the first time on the show. We just get to sit here and enjoy a beer together, which is nice, right?
Yes, sir. I like
it. You think the hosts of a beer-related podcast would get to enjoy a beer together more regularly?
You should.
How have you been, Adrian?
You know, I've been good, Tim. I've been...
You were just doing a some little project this last weekend, right?
Yes. So...
So do the listeners need to know about this? Can they help?
Yes, anyway? This is something that they can see right now, and they'll be able to see. So we have a little teaser trailer that my good friend and a fellow filmmaking buddy, Jordan Spalding, he edited for this 48-hour film project, which I've never participated in before. But you basically get this prompt where it says you have to have this type of a genre, you have to have this saying in the movie and this prop, run with it. So we did that over Saturday morning, this past Saturday, starting at 5 in the freaking morning, Tim. Now, mind you, I didn't go to bed till 3 in the morning because I couldn't sleep because I'm a late, you know, I'm a, what's the term? A night owl?
You're the wild one, remember?
Yeah, I'm the wild
one. You're a night owl.
A night owl, so.
The white owl.
White owl. So that's called, it's called Drafted. It's a short film about two architects who had to deliver some plans while they go on a road trip. I'll post the trailer on our Twitter account. I think you might actually enjoy it, Tim. I showed it to my girlfriend the other night, and she actually thought it was pretty funny. She liked the trailer. She thought that was funny, too. Now, for her to say that means a lot. Now, for you to say that, it probably means a lot, too. So we'll share that pretty soon here.
And not just me, but also the listeners. You guys all give some feedback as well on young Mr. Spalding. So there's nothing that they can do, though, to, like, vote to help you guys win the award or anything. It's all based on merit. There's no kind of social media aspect to it.
Well, the 48-Hour Film Project is a nationwide thing. We're obviously in the Denver, Colorado chapter of it. But I think it's more of like a closed judging type of thing. You know what I mean? Closed primaries, if you will.
Okay.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of The Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation, placetobenation.com, The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to The Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. And we now offer them to you on two great feeds as well. On the Place to Be podcast feed, you can check out Scott Criscolo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous vintage vault pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current-day wrestling with clotheslines and headlines, main event, Mission Indie Possible, in our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows with immediate feedback on WWE, NXT, and Ring of Honor Super Shows. Relive Wrestling's past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series led by Ben Morse and the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling Podcast as we dive into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. We also have sports covered too with the Sports Lounge, the TJ McClune Show, and NBA Team Podcast. On our brand new PTB Pop podcast feed, we offer great shows such as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the hard-traveling fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, and Imaginary Stories. Subscribe to both feeds on iTunes and be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All these shows are available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. Be sure to check out on the right-hand side of the site for details on how to support the site when you shop at Amazon and download our free Place to Be Vintage Vault Refresh eBooks. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, in Fall River, Massachusetts, and Scott Keith's Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, Adrian, so what's your next beer for the night?
So what I got here, Tim, and by the way, this is a, what is this? I don't know, it's a big bottle. This is a Stillwater Artisanal Ghost Gone Wild World Tour beer. How does that sound?
That sounds good. It's a Ghost Gone Wild
World, and this is World Tour. The graphics on the label are kind of cheesy, and then it has like on the side on the corner it says PHUKET, fuck it.
Okay.
Sour wheat ale with mango, lemon grade Thai chilies and sea salt. 4% alcohol by volume. Okay, so this is a little intimidating, Tim, but I'm ready to go for it. If you're ready for me to drink it.
I know. I am. Okay, so it was sea salt. You said chili?
Sour wheat ale with mango, lemongrass, Thai chilies, and sea salt.
Oh, shit. What is this called?
This is called a Stillwater Artisanal Ghost Gone Wild.
This sounds insane. I just recently had a Ballast Point. It was Thai chili, ginger, and lime, and it was fucking crazy. So I bet this beer is going to be nuts, too.
Probably. You'd probably appreciate it more than I would. Here we go. I'm gonna pour this. Da, 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 da. By the way, Tim, can we make America great again together, you and I?
No, we cannot. But I saw a girl on the train with a hat that was red like that, and it said "Make America Gay Again." I liked that one.
I feel like America's been gay for a long time.
Not gay enough.
We're just starting to accept how gay it is. Okay. So this is similar to the Sierra Nevada. It's got that yellowness to it. It's very cloudy, Tim. Very cloudy, actually. I'm pouring it into a Heffen a Weizen glass, by the way. I don't know if that's what's
for this. I mean, it's a wheat beer, so
yeah. What's the word? Not dogma. What's the
kosher?
Word? No,
it's pragmatic.
I don't know if that. It's more on the biblical side of things. I don't know if that is. What's the word where it's like it goes against what you're supposed to do?
Blasphemous?
No, not blasphemous. I don't know.
Sacrilege?
That's the one. Sacrilege. Okay. Here we go. Ready for this?
I am.
Ooh, I like the nose. It smells really good. It smells like... I can definitely smell the fruity, citrusy mango-ness. That's really good. I like that. Right off the bat, I like it, Tim. Okay, here we go. Ready? Ooh. That I can taste the lemongrass, I can taste the citrus flavor. It's definitely got that sourness, which is what I've come to expect from a ghost, I guess.
And, yes.
Hold on. That's really good. That's like really good, Tim. I like that. It's got like all these flavors that are like perfectly combined into one thing. If you know what I'm saying. And it's
right.
Like, it's really good. The lemongrass, the mango, the Thai chilies I'm not sure of, but everything else is there. Like it's there. It's
really? You're not getting the chili?
No. It's probably going to take a second, but I
keep drinking it. Yeah, because that's what happened with me. I don't know if you're familiar with, like, the phenomenon that happens with Szechuan chilies. But it kind of, you start getting that numbness to your tongue. That's what was happening to me when I was drinking that Thai chili Ballast Point beer.
Yeah, no, this is really good. This is actually really good. I almost wish you were here next to me so you could try it. It's, like, delicious.
I think I need to try to find one of these.
And it's still very cloudy, too. Is that
normal? You know, it's... yeah, it should be. I mean,
Ghost Gone Wild. Yeah, man, this is...
What's funny is they're starting to get some Stillwater beer out here, and I'm just starting to see stuff from them.
What the hell are they based out of? I'm not even sure.
Colorado, I think.
Actually, oh, shit, you're right. You're right. This is a local beer, Tim.
Yeah. I just got their... They have a... Dark, a noir, a saison noir, a black saison, and they had it out here, and one place had it not only just straight up, but also a barrel-aged version. Uh-huh. It was very good. So
yeah, so this is brewed and bottled for Stillwater Artisanal at Crazy Mountain Brewing Company in Denver, Colorado, and it's distributed by 12% LLC out of Brooklyn, New York. There you go.
Huh.
Let me ask you really quick while we're here. This is a pretty decent sized bottle. It's not like as big as other bottles I've seen, but do these companies just make beers like this to be sold individually? They don't intend to sell these like in mass like most beers? Is that what I'm getting at? Is that what I'm getting here or what is it?
It has to do with the kind of what the brewery's size is, you know?
Uh-huh.
They may not have the capacity to make, like, a lot of beer, so they just sell those large format beer or bottles, but a lot less of them.
Yeah, this is really good, though. I'm not going to lie. I like it.
Fantastic. I guess it's time for me to switch to my next one. All right, so I guess we're going to switch to my third and final beer of the evening. And this is quite the treat. Not just for me, but for everyone listening as well. You guys get to listen to me enjoy this one. This is the Anderson Valley Brewing Company Briny Melon Goes.
Melon Goes?
Yes. I think I've sent you a picture of it. It's in a beautiful, vivid green can with a bear. Their logo is kind of like a bear with deer antlers. And he's drinking out of a majestic lake. This is kind of their normal serene scene that they have on their beers, on their cans. But then in the background where it's normally just kind of like a sunset, they've made it look like it's like a pink sky with the green border on the outside. So it actually looks like a slice of watermelon.
For the record, you sent me a picture that said, "Go fuck yourself." And it's a picture of you holding four beers. And I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing the can that you're referring to right now. So
yes.
That's fantastic, by the way.
It's such a great can. I love it. I love this can.
Really quick, you had your Ultra Vez Sierra Nevada out of a can. I had mine out of a bottle. So
I know. It was very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes a huge difference, but whatever.
All right, so this is downright opaque. It's like you can see right through it. It's that yellowy golden, but it's a little bit deeper yellow than
I can't see through mine. It's still very cloudy. Go on.
Yeah, it's going to stay like that.
Good.
That beer is just like that. It's effervescent. Once again, these bubbles are just like white. Or not even white, but like just like clear. All the other bubbles have been more champagne-y and have that kind of frothy, foamy white. But these are like more, I don't know how to put it, like sterile. They just look like bubbles. You know what I mean? They don't have any foam. They're just clear bubbles. It is very effervescent. It keeps bubbling up as I'm even just holding it in the glass. Let's see. Let's give it a little smell. You can smell the melon on the nose, which is nice. It comes all the way through. But you also get that coriander and a little bit. You can kind of smell the salt. Not as strong as that jammer, though. That jammer, the sea salt, really came through. I'm going to give it a little taste. Oh, yeah. I love this beer. I mean, I've had it a bunch of times already at this point. This is like my favorite beer this summer. It's got that watermelon comes through, but then it hits you with that saltiness and just kind of makes your, you know, your whole mouth kind of water.
It's like when you're a kid and you go to a family cookout and you get a piece of watermelon, maybe put a little, sprinkle a little salt on it. You know what I mean?
Or I used to like to put sunflower seeds on the salt or on the melon.
Ooh, what did that taste like?
Like, it would just give it that crunchy kind of saltiness with the melon flavor. Or the, you put that, what is that, pico de gallo, that powder on the melon and the stuff like that. It's just, yeah, it's a great, just such a great mixture of that salty, sweet melony-ness to it. It's just, this is a hungry, Tim. This is a fantastic beer. This is the best summer beer ever. I mean, with barbecue, goddamn, right? You know, and you don't even have to eat a slice of watermelon. You just drink this beer, get yourself... get yourself going a little bit with the whatever pulled pork or barbecue greatness you're mixing with it. This is America's beer, goddammit. So let's see. The alcohol content is obviously going to be pretty low, but we'll pull it up here and see exactly. Alcohol content 4.2. So really in the middle of all the gozes that I've had tonight. Now this is where you really see. The style numbers on this one's 91. So that's pretty good. The overall is 93, so this is just a knockout beer.
I didn't even tell you mine, my rating for my beer.
Oh, that's true.
Sorry. Okay. You go on, and I'll pull that up, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. I mean, okay, so I'm looking at their kind of commercial descriptions. Talking about the aromas and the flavors, the subtle, gentle watermelon with the sea salt, and it's got, like I said, like you're talking about how those flavor, the flavor profiles just mix so well. It's got that acidity and fruity sweetness, and it's just clean, dry, crisp finish. It's not muddled. It does get a little of that kind of salty, mouthwatery feel, but it backs off really quickly, and it just gives you this fantastic overall kind of experience when you taste it.
Here's the thing about mine, Tim.
Doesn't exist.
No. It's on Ray Beer, but the label's different from what I have. Their label is completely different, but it's the same exact Stillwater Ghost Gone Wild, Stillwater Artisanal. Yeah, it's the same exact.
Yeah, that's beer. It.
But the label is not the same.
They may have had a different label before. I've seen that before.
Guess what the score is.
Let's hear it.
100, 100, boy.
No way.
I swear to God.
Fantastic. You did it.
It's got a perfect fucking... This is a great beer, Tim. This is a...
I agree with you.
I almost don't want to drink it more because I feel like I'm going to drink it too fast and then I'll be done with it.
Well, you have another beer you have to drink anyways.
I know, right?
Damn it.
This is really good. And yours sounds good too, by the way.
Mine is phenomenal. I love it.
Wow. You really opened up my mind here. I think I'm starting to get into this ghost, you know? Like, I never thought I would. You know, thinking I'm only going to stick to IPAs and IPAs only. Then you introduced me to the Belgian style, like the Saisons. I'm like, oh, I like Saisons. Now I'm drinking this. I'm like, I might drink more of this. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's, I mean, everybody listening should think the same thing. Listen to Adrian. He's getting converted. These beers might come across a little weird. What, salty, coriander, sour beer? No way, you know? But then you give it a taste and, hey, you know what? I kind of like this. It's not... crazy. It's not, or even if it is crazy, you kind of get used to it and then you start to enjoy it. A problem I think is, you know, I wouldn't necessarily have these with most meals. I don't necessarily know that this beer goes great with all food, but like I said, I mean, you pop open one of these briny melon, watermelon goes, and I think, you know, like I said, at a party with some barbecue, I think that goes pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I said in the beginning, like, the whole point of doing this podcast was to open up my beer horizons. You know, and when you said, let's do a ghost episode, I'm like, what the fuck is ghost? Do you know what I mean? I was like, I don't know what that is. I've never heard that word. I don't know what you're getting, but here we are trying it, and I'm really getting into it. So.
Yeah, then again, and you even tried to give up. I think you tried to give up multiple times on this episode.
Now, did you mention Anderson Valley earlier, or am I just imagining that?
Yes, that was the brewery.
Guess what I got?
What do you got?
Anderson Valley, Boonville, California. GT Ghost beer with natural flavors.
GT Ghost.
Reminiscent of a classic cocktail, our GT Ghost showcases botanical flavors and aromas of lemon peel, juniper, lemongrass, and grains of paradise. With a juicy lemon-lime tartness and slightly peppery finish, we've given the Ghost style unique spin that we are sure you'll enjoy. So you ready for this?
Yes.
Oh, that was a perfect little tss. All right, here we go.
That was pretty nice.
I'm pouring it. You can hear him. Okay. So this is, unlike the last beer I had, this is very see-through. It's not super cloudy. It's got a similar nose to the last one. I can kind of, I can smell the citrusiness to it. I can already smell how sour this is, Tim.
Really?
This?
I am.
Ooh. Oh. This is, it's more tart than the last, it's not as sour as the last one I had. This is more tart. It's got more, I can taste the, there's a slight maltiness to it. Now, I don't know if that's supposed to be found in a Ghost, is it?
Somewhat.
There's a slight maltiness to it. Let me take another sip. Yeah, that's good. It's not as sour. It's a little more tart. I don't know if there's a difference between sour and tart. I feel like there is.
There is.
And it's definitely it's fruity like the last one, but not as sour. I like that. It's good. That's good, Tim. I like it. Yeah.
So it's fruity, soury.
It's more tart than sour, is what I'm
Which one is this? This is the YTR?
Anderson Valley said? GT Ghost.
GT... Oh, so it's like GT Go...
It's got a 4.2% ABV. Guess the score is on Rapier.
Let's hear it.
67.45.
Really? See, I was going to say, because I know Anderson Valley makes two other Goes that neither of us even got. And then there's a fourth one that I didn't even know about now. Like, geez, they make a lot of Goes.
It's good. It's good, though. I honestly don't know why it has such a low score. I feel like it's really good.
I'm trying to pull this up and look at it. I cannot believe that they make so many Goes.
Why would they? Well, you know, I noticed that New Belgium makes a lot of IPA-style beers. What's up with that? You know? Or is it just me? Because I saw that at the store today. I was like, New Belgium has this kind of IPA, this kind of IPA, this... You know what I mean? Like, is that... And if they're a Belgium-style brewing company, wouldn't they have, like, different stuff? Or am I crazy?
Well, I don't know that Anderson Valley is Belgian-style.
No, I'm talking about New Belgium.
Oh, New Belgium. They do a bunch of different styles, actually. And they really don't... It's funny that they're called New Belgium because they're not really, they don't really do a lot of Belgian style beers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe they kind of do. I think that Fat Tire was like a wheat beer, and I guess you could kind of say it was like a Belgian style, kind of, but not really. It's just, I think that they're just called New Belgium because it's like the idea that, like, where they are in Colorado is like the New Belgium, like all the breweries and stuff. Like, there's a lot of breweries, you know?
Right.
Not necessarily that it's, like, New Belgian, like, new... Like, it's a New Belgian beer place, I guess.
Yeah.
This is weird. I cannot believe Anderson Valley makes so many Goes, and I cannot believe that you found that one.
I found it at that wine store.
That wine store really does it. So now we... So we both had the Otravesse, and then now we both had Anderson Valley beers.
Yes.
Fantastic. This has been a really nice night.
You know what this calls for, Tim?
What does this call? It does call for some food.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
This is Parv, and I'm here to tell you to listen and subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation podcast network. That's the PWO PTBN podcast network. where you'll find a ton of in-depth shows done by hardcore fans. We've got Chris Zellner's 1-2 Punch of Exile on Bad Street, and with David Bickenspan, a smash hit Between the Sheets. We've got Wrestling Culture with Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave, Goodwill Wrestling and the Reaction Shows with Good Old Will from Texas. We've got This Week in Wrestling with my man Pete and Johnny Sorrow, Stephen Graham and Tim Livingston's Pro Wrestling Super Show, Tag Teams Back Again with Kelly and Marty Sleaze, and a ton of other great shows too. And of course, there's Titans of Wrestling and Where the Big Boys Play with yours truly and some dude from down south called Chad. PWO, PTBN, Podcast Network.
That was my beer. Do you have another one, or did we already do three?
No, that's it. That's all of our beers. That's so now it. We have to vote for top beer.
Okay. Oh, this is hard, Tim. This is
really
hard for me because I loved all three beers I just had. You know what I'm saying?
I know you did. I know you did.
What do I do, Tim?
I don't know.
Do you know what your top beer is? Are you ready?
I do. I 100% know what my top beer is.
Let's do it. What's your top beer?
My top beer is the Anderson Valley Briny Melon. It is fantastic. I love this beer. It's so goddamn good. I came into this thinking that the Ultra Vest might win because I remember really liking it, but nope. Anderson Valley, the Briny Melon, that's the beer. If you see it, like I said, got the cute little can with the watermelon and the bear. It's fucking phenomenal. Great summer beer. I highly recommend it.
Wow. Okay. I've decided. I'm just going to decide right now. Tim, I'm going to go wild with the Ghost Gone Wild. That's my top beer tonight. Done.
Yes.
Picked it. I think it's a good beer. It's hard because this one is so good too. This Anderson Valley is good. But the Ghost Gone Wild just really, I don't know, it sold me. You know what I mean? So that's my top beer.
Fantastic. Well,
where do we go from
this
here?
Has been another episode. No, from here, I guess we plug everything. All right. So listen to This Week in Wrestling over on the PTBN PWO network.
Which one? Listen to
this. Yes, kind of. Listen to this show on the PTBN Pop network, which you're already listening to it, but keep listening, damn it. Check out my other stuff on Wrestling with Words, including podcasts and articles. Check out the PTBN network I think this coming, or maybe by the time you're listening to this, it'll have already happened. There's going to be a review from me about PWG's 13th anniversary show, as I'm going to be going there, or as I'll have already gone there and wrote a review. Let's see. That's it. That's everything for me. Go to Voices of Wrestling Forum and vote on the ROH Honor Roll. Listen to all the other great podcasts on the network. And Adrian, hit some stuff.
Follow me on Twitter, Adela Boots, because I haven't plugged myself in a long time. DELABOOTS. Follow our Twitter account, Lucha Undead. Follow us on Instagram, at Lucha Undead. Remember that we are now on the PTBN Pop feed, right? So listen to us there because we're phasing out our lips in the feed.
It's gone.
It's gone.
At this point.
And just enjoy yourselves. And if you have any beer suggestions for us, please feel free to send those to us because I would love to try some different stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Fantastic. Once again, you know, everyone just have a good drink.
Yes.
That's not a good closing line. What's a good one? What's a good way to go out?
I don't know. Salud? Shots away?
Or?
Drink up? I don't know.
Good beverage, good banter. Good
beverage,
night.
I like that. Good beverage, good banter.
Good night.
Good night. Let me tell you a story real quick. Let me tell you how this happened. Because we've been talking about doing Ghosts for over a month now. Okay?
It feels like it.
I think it's true. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy it right now because I don't want to. I don't know who knows how long it's going to take for us to actually record that episode. So yesterday I actually bought those Ghost beers that I'm going to drink right now. And it's funny because you asked me several weeks ago if I already had them, and I said yes, and I actually was lying.
Of course.
But here's the thing, Tim. Here's the thing. A week ago, I found out that my favorite brewery out here in Colorado, Odell Brewing Company, they have their own ghost beer called the Brombeer Blackberry Ghost. Okay.
Ooh.
I know. It sounds delicious, doesn't it?
It really does.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to wait to get that. So I looked it up on the internet. There's only two places in the Denver metro area where they sell it, okay? There's one not too far from where I live, and there's one not too far from where I work. So yesterday I was like, after work, I'm going to drive over there, and I'm gonna get it, okay? I go over there. Of course, it's in this like little hip, gentrified neighborhood, you know, where there's like only street parking, and whatever parking lots there are, it's restricted to whatever business that those parking spots are for. So I had to drive around. I had to find a parking spot in the neighborhood that's near that little shopping strip, right? I walked over to the store. And by the way, this is not a regular like liquor store. This is a freaking, this is a wine store that happens to sell beer. So it's not even a...
Nice.
It's not even a proper liquor store or beer store. It's a wine store. And this is one of two places in town that sells this beer that I want. So I go in there. And of course, they don't have it. I'm looking around. I spent like 10 solid minutes, Tim, looking for this beer by Odell. They don't have it. So I asked the guy. I asked the slender white hipster dude with the nice trimmed but very long beard. Hey, do you guys have this beer by Odell's? Oh, he's like, oh, that hasn't hit the shelves yet. I'm like, fuck, right? So, I think I outdid myself, Tim, because I saw, and this is a place that does sell single bottles of beer, right? Not like other places. And I saw they had two different ghost beers, and I outdid myself because they were like fancy, kind of pretty pricey beers, Tim. I spent like $20 yesterday on two bottles of beer. Okay, so that's pretty expensive. You know, this isn't the stuff that you just buy off the shelf anywhere, like Sierra Nevada, for example. This is like, oh, I would imagine is like, you know, fancier shit. So that's what's coming up next, and that was the story of what I had to go through to get these two beers. I hope you appreciate that, Tim. I hope you appreciate what I had to go through yesterday just to get these two beers.
I do appreciate it, kind of. Because you wouldn't have had to go through all that if you had just planned it earlier.
I know, but they had the Odell Ghost, Tim. I had to get it. I had to get that Brom beer, but they don't have it.